Mark Daniels from 1440 AM, 101.9 FM, WNFL in Green Bay, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Hello, Mark. How you doing, buddy?
Good, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing well. So let me ask you this. How much faith do you have in Brett Hundley now? Because Mike McCarthy is staunchly in his corner.
I don't have nearly as much as the coach does, but I don't have 3 years invested in him. So, you know, for that little step he took forward with a nice fourth quarter in Chicago, gigantic steps backwards. And you're going to get this with a kid who's still played 200, 300 NFL snaps at full speed. The game just is too fast for him, Bill. He can't process the information from snap to throw or snap to feet fast enough. And it's unfair because, as McCarthy pointed out yesterday, look, to hold him to Aaron Rodgers' standard is ridiculous, and it is. And so we're getting what we're getting, a third-year veteran, you know, getting clobbered out there, and it's going to continue. They have no alternative but to just, you know, stay the course and decide whether this guy's going to be the next quarterback in Green Bay or not, because that's ultimately what it's going to come down to.
Well, I think Brett Hundley, I mean, we saw progression going all the way through that Chicago game, and you kind of waited for at some point adversity to hit. I don't know if we expected it to hit this hard. I mean, the most intriguing thing about this upcoming game for me is how he bounces back from this. I mean, that if there's a story to be had, that's it, to see how Brett Hundley bounces back from what we saw against the Baltimore Ravens.
That would be a great story to, you know, bounce back and execute and knock off a division-leading Steelers team on the road. That'd be a gigantic story. You're right. I believe he's got the ability. I believe he's got the cognitive ability. I just believe he hasn't seen it, you know, on the field, and it really is different. Just ask Nathan Peterman. Holy cow. You know, five in the first half. It's going to get to you. But, you know, the Packers, I really think are disappointed that he hasn't been able to function better, having practiced all of these plays and having a grasp of, you know, the personnel combinations and the checks and everything else that has been a part of learning this system for 3 years. It just hasn't translated onto the field, and I think they're really inwardly disappointed, but McCarthy will never say that. He's got to back this guy.
So, moving forward, I mean, how short of a leash do you believe there is on Brett Hundley going into the game this weekend?
Don't even pack the leash. There's no leash. What, are you going to play Joe Callahan?
I'm just throwing it out there.
No, come on, Bill. No, that's not going to happen. And they're going to play Hundley until either the end of the Lions game on New Year's Eve or until he wins a couple and Rodgers comes back. It's one or the other.
See, that's the one question that I have. Is, let's just say things go horribly wrong and it looks like he just doesn't have it. Do they say, you're still our starter, we're just going to see if we can't get a different spark and try to salvage something? Or if you kind of believe in your back of your mind that maybe this thing's already pretty much gone by the wayside, you just do everything you can to try to get Hundley any kind of value in the offseason. Because to me, that's the reason right now you're probably doing this and committing to Brett Hundley more so than anything. Also, and I think there's a little bit of legacy on the line. You've had numerous, Brian Brohm and Vince Young and Seneca Wallace, and you can go through the whole list. I think you got a little bit of legacy on the line with this guy.
Yeah, you know, Ted Thompson is not, other than the first one, hasn't found another one at that position, anything close to it through the draft or otherwise. So, yeah, there might be something to that. And when you talk about his value, I think his value is plummeting around the league. But even as poorly as he's playing, his value is still slightly increasing to the Packers. So unless he completely washes out down the next month and the Packers are 5-9 with 2 to go, well, then they might just say, well, what the heck, might as well play Callahan and get a look. But that's the only way I could see that happening.
How do you think the banishing to the end of the bench of Devontae Mays has gone over inside that locker room?
It's not going to last long. He's going to get snaps on Sunday night. They're going to throw him back out there. Tragic, I mean, debut, and there's no question about that. But you saw him in camp. I think he's got some ability. I don't say he's going to bust out for 100 like Jones did or not, but I think he'll carry the ball again. That was just a short-term deal. I think McCarthy was jolted by it because he knew Williams was the only other available running back. And to have that happen, he didn't want to burn out Williams in a game that was still at that point close. But I think Mays will get another chance, probably Sunday night, a couple of carries for sure.
Well, I look at the way he was kind of sat, and then Mike McCarthy said, well, I've got one running back.
Yeah, that didn't help.
That's what I'm saying. That's the one thing. Mike McCarthy, I thought, when he kind of publicly criticized Eddie Lacy, which I thought was the last resort, so to speak, that didn't go over real well. Some people said you shouldn't have publicly criticized him, even guys rumbling in the locker room. I don't know what it does at the podium to say, I've only got one running back. You know what I mean? I don't know how that is. Look, if it motivates a guy to play better, that's great, but I don't know what that does to guys around him.
Yeah, you got a point. I think McCarthy sometimes will say things that he'll, as soon as he leaves the podium, he's going to go, damn, that didn't come out right. And I think this is one of those. He knows he's down to the bare bones at the running back position. He knows he's going to need Mays to at least do something here in the next couple of weeks. So, yeah, I think he kind of just bit his tongue after that one came out. As far as the Lacy thing goes, what has Eddie done lately? Holy cow, he can't get on the field and can't get his weight down, you know, two time zones west of here. So I think McCarthy was right on with Lacy.
No, I completely agree in that realm. Eddie Lacy, once he left, I kind of got the sense that Eddie Lacy had mentally checked out anyway. I think it was going somewhere else, maybe to play the Packers in the first game of the season, gave him a little bit of motivation. But beyond that, it's same old for Eddie Lacy.
You know what? I don't think he ever checked in. I think Eddie Lacy liked playing football because he was good at it, could make some money. But that's it. He really didn't have the fire in the belly. I don't think. Never has.
Hey, speaking of the running backs, at least through all of this, I think when things get back to normal and Aaron Rodgers comes through that tunnel, I believe they found a run game between Aaron Jones and what they have in Jamal Williams. I'm not saying it's, you know, Emmitt Smith and company, but I think they've found themselves at least a legitimate run game, don't you?
Yes, and I'm glad it's not Ty Montgomery that's the legitimate runner. I was very skeptical of that as a full-time move, it's the injuries and the ribs and the punishment he's taken has proven my point. Yeah, he's got a thick body, but he's still a wide receiver, and he's not quite sure how to take those shots, you know, between the tackles because they are vicious, and it's 600 pounds coming on you. I like what Williams has done. This is a team that still prefers at least having their offensive linemen backing up rather than going forward with a heavy dose. But they're capable of, I think, running the ball fairly well. They're never going to be confused with a power team. But, yeah, I like what I've seen from those two kids, and I hope we can see what Mays has to offer as well.
The wide receiver position, yesterday we had Jordy Nelson on the Horse and Plow Huddle, and he said, look, they're working with Brett. As a leader, he feels it necessary to work with Brett. But yet you're still not seeing the number of throws go in Jordy or Randall's direction. It seems to be Devontae Adams is the guy. Can you put your finger on the reason why?
Well, I think Hundley's, you know, not unlike the early days of Favre and Sterling Sharp. He's got the one guy he feels most comfortable with, and it's the one guy he's going to look for more often than not. And the other thing is, I still don't see Jordy getting a ton of separation. There were a couple of plays where he's busted loose in coverage and Hundley didn't see him. But, you know, Rodgers was still throwing those other guys open. Hundley's not good enough yet to do that. If they're not open, he's going to look away. He doesn't process the fact that, all right, Jordy's got the corner with outside leverage on his back shoulder. So if I throw it here, there's going to be separation. You know, if there's not separation when he's ready to fire, he's going to go somewhere else. And Jordy's not getting a whole lot of that separation. Still, it was a criticism when Rodgers was down before and when they got off to the slow start. They need more speed at the receiver position. They just do. I thought the Ravens exposed that even with Brandon Carr, who's a veteran guy and a slower guy. But Tony Jefferson and Jimmy Smith blanketed them, especially on the extended plays when it was splatter time. Packers couldn't run away. That's why Hundley ran into so many sacks.
I'm talking with Mark Daniels, reporter for 1440 AM and 101.9 FM, WNFL in Green Bay. Over the last couple of weeks, the defense has played better. They've gotten off the field on third down. Mike Daniels had said, going back to the Bears game, that you know they got tired of hearing that they sucked. I mean, it gave them a little extra fire, I guess, a kick in the pants. How much better do you think this defense is playing, or do you think it's just we're waiting for the other shoe to fall once they face this Pittsburgh Steelers team on Sunday night?
Yeah, it could be a stat equalizer on Sunday night for sure. They got better. The Lions, I thought they played well. Bears are horrible on offense. The Ravens don't excite me on offense. Nonetheless, they made plays. They They got some sacks. They got off the field on third down. I think it was 21% for the Ravens. And the running game in the last 3 weeks has been, what, 60 yards or less? Very doable. A lot of tackles for losses. I like the energy inside. I like the way the corners are coming up to tackle in the run game. But they're going to really get tested. And now you've got, you know, Kenny Clark, who is, I think, an unsung, really big part of this defense this year, out. I'm not sure about Clay Matthews. It's going to be more Kyler Fackrell, going to be more Vince Beagle. Morgan Burnett and Kevin King are out. I think the Packers are going to be exposed to a very difficult evening.
Mark, always a pleasure, buddy. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, see you, Bill.
All right, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Mark Daniels from WNFL in Green Bay, our fine affiliate there. Some of the best call letters in all of radio sports. All of radio sports. Always good to get him on. Always good to chat with him on the Schneider Orange Hotline.